Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love. Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Because life never gets old.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, good morning, dear heart.
How are you?
I'm good, my friend.
We're nearly halfway through July. Can you believe it?
I know, the time is flying. But that's our age, you see. Well, it's my age, whatever about yours. But anyway, here we are, here we sit. And what have you got for me today?
Well, I have two. The last few weeks, you know, we've been doing some lovely chicken, beef, desserts. I thought maybe two nice summery vegetarian recipes.
Lovely.
Which will be perfect. One is aubergines. Remember a few weeks ago we'd done the aubergines and the pesto and tomatoes, sorry. This one is with goat's cheese and cherry tomatoes.
All right.
So I think it's a lovely one that can be
roasted
done
aubergines
in the oven. Yeah, okay. Exactly. Yeah. Roasted and stuffed, if you don't mind. And then grilled asparagus, because this is the time of year for Irish asparagus, so it is, which is gorgeous when it's in season.
But it has to be done right.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, you're right.
Al dente.
Yeah, you're good. Marty, where did you learn that word?
Al dente.
Have you been to Kukri's school?
He was a drummer with an Italian band. Al dente. But
he was a one-hand drummer.
But do you know what? No, jokes aside, asparagus, if it's...
Ah, yeah.
Oh, mother of God.
I mean, you like it?
Yeah, but it has to be right.
Yeah, I agree.
And I mean, I'm not fussy. Like, I'm not a pain in the neck, I hope. But like, if it's soggy, it's just ridiculous.
Well, Marty, it's mushy. It's awful.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's horrible. It's a waste of time.
So, Marty, at the moment we have a sea bass dish and we have it with lobster and lovely lobster.
In the restaurant?
Board. Yeah.
In Black Lion.
Sorry, in the restaurant, yeah. And we have lovely white asparagus, which are interesting. Asparagus. Yeah, white asparagus are different to the green asparagus. And then you get a wild asparagus, only in season for 4 weeks of the year from France. I don't know any other country.
The white
that grows
one or the wild one?
The wild one, the wild one. The white one all
that?
Summer. It's green and it's like a little pencil. That's the best way I can describe it to you.
Oh.
With a tiny little tip, totally different to the asparagus that me and you are used to.
Familiar with it at
yeah,
all.
It's just lovely. You might have seen it in I don't think they grow it in Italy as far as I know. Definitely France.
No, I don't
is where
know
we get it from.
Anyway, sorry,
okay,
go ahead.
Sorry, so roasted stuffed aubergine,
okay,
topped with goat's cheese. Can I talk about goat's cheese for a minute?
Yes,
because,
sir.
I mean, we've never sold as much goat's cheese, and we have a beautiful, we have two goat's cheese on our menu, one on our cheese board, Sintola. They're based in County Clare. She's an amazing lady who does the most beautiful goat's cheese, creamy. She rolls it in ash. It's absolutely gorgeous.
And oh, you told me about this.
Yeah,
woman.
I really like this lady. And then another one we have on our menu as a starter, and it's art salads. In Cork. This lady, the way she treats her goats and milks, just she's very passionate, but her goat's milk or cheese is creamy, it's not strong, and it's beautiful. So in the restaurant we serve it hot and cold. One crispy fried in breadcrumbs, the other one creamed up with lemon and basil, and with lovely tomatoes, which is gorgeous. So pick either of those. An Irish goat's cheese, honestly, is so beautiful, so it is.
Sorry, did you say the first woman rolls it in ash?
Yeah, in ash. So she rolls it in a log, rolls it in ash, we serve it on our cheese board, room temperature. It is one of the best cheeses I've ever eaten in my life.
What's the ash business?
The ash is just ground down ash that she uses, you know?
Yeah.
And she rolls it in it and it gives it a distinctive, it's kind of, it must be a French technique. Now, you asked me a question, but I'm not 100% sure what I'm talking about, if I'm being honest with you. But I know in France they roll a lot of their cheeses in ash, so she's one of the few in Ireland that does it.
Okay.
And it's gone, and she does a plain one too, but the ash gives a lovely bit of richness to it, but the colour, and it's just, it's beautiful.
I know.
Beautiful.
Don't be trying this at home now in the grate.
Throwing it into the fire. So the Orbish... Sorry.
Don't do that.
Okay. So we cut our aubergines in half. We're going to preheat our oven to 200 degrees. One red pepper, which we're going to chop. Some shallot, which is a small variety of a sweet onion, which is finely chopped. And then some lovely cherry tomatoes. So the aubergine, we're going to literally scoop out the flesh and we're going to put in that lovely mixture, olive oil, some red pepper, shallot, a little bit of basil goes in at the end, just before it goes into the oven, or you can leave it until it comes out of the oven. Cherry tomatoes. That goes into the oven at about 200 degrees, and you're going to bake this for about 30 minutes. So just be careful with the tomatoes. If they're very small, put them in the last maybe 10 minutes. If they're quite big cherry tomatoes, then they'll take probably a good 20 minutes, they will, to roast. Because you want them soft, not mushy. Remember you're talking about these, that's the same thing.
Yeah.
So when that's done, what I like to do, Marty, is the goat's cheese. Sprinkle it over the top, because you want the hot cooked aubergine, which is really important, and then that cold goat's cheese. Serve that with some green salad or rocket. I know it's a favourite of yours. I like it too. A little bit of olive oil and salt, and that is gorgeous. And Maldon, or you can use Ackle sea salt, whatever kind of nice
sea
salt.
Sure, that's lovely.
You
like. I like the sound of it.
It's really tasty, and I suppose when you bake it off, the aubergine gets soft, slightly sweet. You have that lovely red pepper, and you can use the pre-roasted peppers. Remember the ones we spoke about, which are stored in olive oil, which are gorgeous.
And the great thing now is that, you know, choice. But you've done, like you know, someone listened to us today saying, I'm a vegetarian, that sounds really tasty, really different. And that's what it is. It's about choice and options.
And you know what? You hit the nail on the head. I mentioned about the asparagus in the restaurant. We have a full 9-course tasting menu, vegetarian or vegan, which we offer our guests. And, you know, truthfully, beef is still number one.
Yeah,
honestly, fish. We've definitely got better at eating fish in Ireland. Mm. Like, we're open 35 years this year. Actually, just gone by in June.
Go away.
Which is incredible, yeah. 35 years.
And
your Lyric had a big guy.
25.
And I never congratulated you, and I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be silly.
But you did
don't
get my wine in the post, didn't you?
We did want you. What?
Sorry.
But anyway, where were we?
We were on about vegetarian, the choice. Yeah.
So you have the tasting menu for vegans and vegetarians and the other.
And once people know, because when people are ringing the restaurant that we ask if they have any dietary requirements, we want them to have the same experience. And some people like her mightn't go for, you know, might be vegetarian or pescatarian, that the fish and vegetarian. So we kind of cater for everyone. And that's important.
Are they not Presbyterians? No, they're pescatarians. What are they?
Pescatarians. All right. Now you've got me tongue twisted. So, Marty, we're going to move on to one of your favourite things, the grilled asparagus.
Yes,
and we're using red peppers, parmesan, balsamic. Now, there definitely is an Italian twist to this.
Okay.
So, you're getting your lovely big asparagus, extra virgin olive oil. We'll talk through the ingredients, then we'll talk through the recipe. Fresh thyme works really well with this. And then some flat leaf parsley. So, lots of interesting herbs in this.
Yeah.
Large red peppers, which are gorgeous, and I love doing this in the barbecue. Some garlic cloves, which are just peeled, and then a little bit of balsamic vinegar, parmesan cheese, toasted pine nuts. So a lot of interesting textures and flavours in this. Now, you can do this in the oven, because we're going to roast our peppers first of all. So you literally place the peppers in the roasting tin with the garlic, a little bit of olive oil. You're going to roast them for 30 minutes. I've recently started doing something at home. I get a red pepper and I cut it in four, and then I pop it onto the barbecue. I toss it in oil, a little bit of salt and pepper, and I actually don't have the barbecue up at full. I do it maybe 3/4 or a little bit on its lowest kind of setting.
Sure.
So it actually roasts the pepper. And it can take about 20 minutes. And then what happens, it gets really sweet. The outside of the pepper, it burns. That's the only way to describe it to you. It goes black. But then I scrape that off and you're going to have really soft, delicious peppers, which are gorgeous.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And then with your asparagus...
It can go wrong. I presume you have to watch it or not.
Well, absolutely. Oh, you're right, Marty. I turn it. Thank you.
Yeah.
About every 5 minutes, turn it.
Okay.
And very good point. Salt and pepper. But back onto your asparagus. So get your asparagus. So, Marty, say this is the asparagus. If you look at my fingers here, I know no one can see us. So the end of it, not the tip, the end of it is quite woody, quite texture fibrous is the best way to describe it.
Okay.
We always cut that off and we don't use that. We put that into our vegetable stock. So we
you said that's the end of it?
Yeah, the end is quite woody. That's the root. That's the best way to describe it. That goes into... that grows in the ground.
So again, about the length of a finger.
Yeah, and probably if you're buying it, get the asparagus spears, they're called. So that's the very tip.
Yes.
Into boiling water for about 2 minutes, depending on the thickness. If they're fine, asparagus, 1 minute, with some salt. So that's then power-cooked. And then what you do is, when your peppers are on the barbecue or on the griddle pan, it doesn't have to be, I know I'm mentioning barbecues because it is summer, but the asparagus go on to the barbecue for about 4 to 5 minutes. It doesn't take long. So don't, as you say, overcook them, have them mushy. They're off.
Yeah, all off.
And then what I like to do, a little bit of thyme over that, a little bit of olive oil, salt and pepper. When your peppers are roasted, onto a plate, them all your lovely asparagus, drizzle some balsamic vinegar. We spoke about vinegar a few weeks ago, remember?
Yeah.
Parmesan cheese shaved over that, or grated, wild rocket, which is gorgeous. And this with the Italian team, and then some toasted pine nuts. So toast the pine nuts either in the oven or on the pan, and they're gorgeous. Do you know what would be lovely with this? Is feta cheese. It's not in the recipe.
Well,
I just think that saltiness and just, it's a firm cheese, or you could use the goat's cheese, but I think a cheese would be lovely, or a mozzarella.
Yeah.
The mozzarella or burrata, you know, all these Italian ones. That'd be nice.
That'd be lovely.
Some of them would be lovely. And just a nice kind of light lunch. And, you know, you don't have to be vegetarian to eat this kind of thing.
And you see, the thing is too, those of us who eat meat think always you need a meat dish in it. You need some sort of meat, be it a chicken or a bit of pork, whatever it is. But you don't have to.
No.
And I suspect if more of us us who do eat meat went this way, we might be more inclined
absolutely
to do it more often.
Absolutely. You know? You're right. And I think it's about getting really good ingredients that's in season. Asparagus is in season.
Yeah.
During the winter, maybe not in the barbecue, but you can do this with leeks. So just think like that, you know, just
that's
what's
true,
in
and
season.
Leeks are lovely.
Yeah, leeks are gorgeous.
They're a gorgeous
yeah,
thing.
We're always talking about them. You know? You're beautiful.
But
or broccoli,
soup,
you know, one of your favourites.
And
yeah,
the rest
you're right.
For the winter time and
very
all
versatile.
Yeah. So that gives you, but it, again, it takes you away from,
yeah,
from the other, you know. I'm fascinated by the fact that you have these different options for the your tasting menu in the restaurant.
Works
that's
well.
It's
works
an amazing
well.
Idea. It's a lot of work for the kitchen, though.
It is, but once you know, like, we're so lucky, thank God, I'm touching wood, that we know what we're doing every night. So we never do more than 60, you know, everything
yes,
changed since COVID.
Yeah,
we don't do
yeah.
two sittings.
Yeah.
We know any dietaries. So if we have a vegan or anyone is celiac, like, they get the same experience.
I suppose
and,
you're
and
right.
if someone has a dietary, what we do, you'll find this fascinating in the kitchen. We could do maybe 15 plates at a time.
Yeah.
Say you were celiac, we'd put a sticker on the plate that said celiac.
Okay, all right, yeah.
But it doesn't go out to the customer, so no. we don't make a mistake as chefs.
Yeah, that's very good.
If
that's
somebody
very good.
Is like,
so there is a plan.
Yeah, shellfish allergy or whatever it is,
yeah.
we'll have a sticker in everyone's plate.
Good
you
for
know?
You.
Yeah, definitely.
Good
we're very
for you.
We're very particular about that. I'm very conscious of it, Marty.
Yeah, here. Well, that's lovely.
Yeah.
So it's grilled asparagus,
yes.
Red peppers, parmesan and balsamic reduction.
Oh, I'd love that.
And then the roasted stuffed aubergines, top with goat cheese and cherry tomatoes. That's gorgeous, I mean, I love that. So I was just thinking, because does none of those make the word song come to my mind? Isn't Charlie McGettigan in Livin' Cabin?
No, isn't it Leitrim?
Oh, it's Leitrim.
I think it's Drumshambo.
Is he living
sure.
there or
now
is
you've
he...
asked me a question I don't
you
know.
You see, I yeah.
Why do you ask?
I'm just going to play Charlie for
oh.
But sure he'd be well known in Cabin.
Of course he would.
That's
well known all over the world.
That's enough for me, you see, as far as I'm concerned. Because I haven't played Charlie now for about a week and it's time.
That's
and I was looking for a reason to play him, and you were my reason to play Charlie this morning.
He's a great man.
He's a gentleman.
Oh, gorgeous.
Absolute
man.
Gentleman. One of our finest talents. He's
you're absolutely
is.
Right.
A bit like yourself. Safe home to you and yours.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you next week, please.
That's
God.
Lovely.
This is Charlie McGettigan.
Take
now.
It away, Marty.
Take it away, Charlie.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food is being produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
When the cares of the world get us down, when it seems there's no reason to stay, when the answers just cannot be found, we can go flying away. We can go flying away to another world, to another day, where we can't hear the things that they say. Just go flying away. When people won't leave us alone, when they're playing a game we can't play, when the colors all fade.